This is RSBNB Update, Episode 64, Tight Dwarven Clothing. Hello everyone, this is RSBNB Update, and we have a wide selection of people here this week. Well, maybe narrow, but I'm not sure. So, starting from the left is...
You're calling me narrow?
No, of course not. Brad on the left of me, on the virtual left of me, and Trekkie on the virtual right of me. Would you guys both here to say hello?
Hello.
Hi guys.
Well, so what have we been up to? Is there any RuneScape update this week?
No.
Yeah, so once when there was no other update, we discussed the World 1 fan failure, but obviously there was no fan failure this week.
We could invent it. We could pretend there was a fan failure.
Yeah, there was website maintenance yesterday.
Perhaps that was a fan failure.
Oh, maybe. Who knows? But their website was incredibly slow the night before, so... Yes! Okay, so, there's this poll on the RuneScape site I saw that's about the only new thing. How much do you like to know about future updates? The choices are, I don't want to know anything, I want it to be a surprise. I only want vague hints so I can try and work it out myself. Only the kind of things that are upcoming, quests, new skills, etc. And virtually everything apart from key details. Also, I would like to be told everything as early as possible. What did you guys vote on this?
Only kinds of updates that are coming.
Okay.
I voted only very vague hints, so I can try and work out for myself.
I voted everything apart from key details.
Because
that's the way it is now.
Can you remember with construction where they had on the... thing for the whole month when construction was released.
Yes.
The chairs sitting on ability to sit on chairs. That was like a vague hint, so I think I like that sort of thing.
Yeah, there was also clockwork toys. I should have got that one. More teak trees. We should have got that one as well. Where were some of the other hints on that?
Mahogany came out several months before.
Oh, like a year before. At that time.
Not that long.
Yes.
It wasn't a year.
Yes, it was. Ooh. A year, August. A year from now in that Taibo Wani Trio minigame.
Oh, that was a horrible minigame.
Yes.
But little did we know what its real implications were.
Yeah, that's the beginning of player-owned houses, I guess.
Yeah.
It was, but... yes, and then this in the end of May, there's this little tiny footnote. We are also adding some smaller features to the game later this month, such as clockwork toys for your cats, teleportation tablets, making your own cups of tea, and even chairs you can sit in. Obvious what that was, so I guess that'd be vague hints. That was kind of interesting. But 40% of the people say, I would like to be told everything as early as possible. That kind of takes the fun out of it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Knowing what the reward is and all that kind of stuff. I'm hoping that Blood and Soul Crafting will be out soon.
But that would be nice.
I need to do some root crafting.
I can't even make deaths yet, so...
Level 70... there will be level 77 for Bloods and level 90 for Souls. And yes,
right?
I know that.
And
people were posting pictures on fan sites ages ago, getting messages when they got 77 and 90, you can
wait,
earn
wait,
a blood
wait,
rune.
Wait. Yes. It was 54 to do laws, but 65 to do death, so that was plus 11. So
yes.
Then it'll be plus 12. So 77 for blood.
That's what I said.
You said 79.
Did I? Well,
yeah.
I meant 77 and 90.
So 92, let's see. Is that right?
What?
77 plus...
13 is 90, yeah.
Okay, that's right. Someone told me it was 92 once, but I guess not. Oh, that's what 92 is. It's halfway to 99. That's what 92 is.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So, 90 runecrafting, anyone?
No, thanks.
Unless you want to give me some free pure essence.
I still have 50,000 of it. Oops, did I just say that? Sitting in my bank? That needs to be
I'll take it off your hands.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
I bought this before that little update, so I made a good amount of profit on it.
Merchanter.
I'm not a merchanter, I just bought it.
You merchanted it unintentionally. You made profit from it.
Yeah. Anybody have any ideas how to get 220 mil rather quickly?
220 mil?
Very generous friend. Friends with Zima.
Yeah, 220 mil, Trekkie. You want to donate?
No, because I'm not buying you that white party hat that you so want.
Well, I thought, anyways, on to questions now. That was another episode, so. Questions! First one, which is for me. What does Shane's parents think of RSBNB? And that is from Kyle. Well, they have always been very supportive of it. Let's just say that.
Do they know a lot about it?
Well, by a lot, do you mean, like, how it works?
Do they know what it is? Do they know there's a forum? Do they know this?
Yes, they know there's an admin named Brad from Germany. Someone else from San Francisco. So they know that kind of details like that. But yeah, they're supportive of it.
That's good.
Yes. Thank you, Kyle. There's your answer. Somebody want to take this one?
Your opinion on the Ring of Wealth. I say it decreases other chances. That's just simple math. Raise one, lower the other. Now Jagex says nothing gets decreased. So I want to hear whose side you're on, mine or Jagex. That is from the moderator, Scytherend.
Yes.
I really have no real thoughts on this, so I will leave this to you too.
Okay. Well, Trekkie's taking stats right now, so what does your stats course say about random probability and stuff?
I don't know.
Okay. Well,
it never worked for me. I still haven't gotten a drag and drop in 3 years.
What? I've never had one.
Yeah,
nor have I.
Well, I know somebody who's had his allotted half shields for the quarter.
Yeah, but I'm stronger than you guys, so I've been playing longer than you guys have. I should have a drag and drop.
I should have some too.
What?
No.
Huh?
Well, I get.
What happened?
Nothing. What?
You did get a drag and drop.
No, I didn't.
Well, was it Mike who got it then?
Yes, Mike's got tons of drag and drops. He's got it 3 legs, I think. At least 2 half shields that I know of.
And a chain.
Where did he get a chain?
Calfine Queens, remember?
What? Oh.
When you guys did the Calfine Queen thing and then you guys sold it, and you guys never had another one again?
No. No, we never did that.
You guys have it on your site, man.
What? What the heck are you talking about?
Calfine Queen, man. No. Dude, Shane, that's bad for you, man.
No. Oh, well, back to the question. I haven't had a drag and drop.
You guys had one together.
No?
What's so funny, Brad?
I'm just looking at something. I'm just trying to find something. Really need to find something.
Brad, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
Oh, no, I need to find something. I need to find something that will prove. That will prove that Shane is telling mistruths.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
Oh, yes. Okay, Shane. I've got a little spanner to throw into your works here.
What?
I need you to explain what this is.
What?
If not a picture of you and Mike at the Calfight Queen after you've just got a chain.
What?
That's
not us.
Oh yeah, right. It's in the topic.
What topic?
The topic. Alright, listen. I'll read it. Well, some of you may know, Shane and I have been doing car fights for a long time. We've never told anyone directly, but I'm sure some of you may have known we're doing it based on stuff we've said. It's here we go. See, it says it all there. Oh no. Shall we just get on with it?
Yes, back to this question now from Southrend.
Oh, I've got nothing to lose.
By math, if something gives a greater percentage of dropping something, you cannot have more than 100%. So you've got 100% of taken up. So if they add more things in, the chance of getting a rare drop will drop. That makes sense, right? Because it's taken out of the total number of things. So, like, the total number of drops it would be taken out of. So as the total number increases, the chance of getting a certain item decreases. But Ring of Wealth might help? I'm not exactly sure, because it's never worked for me.
Nor me.
So, I am going to sit on the fence on this.
Okay.
But one part I do agree with him is that it has to get decreased if you're using the Ring of Wealth. Just has to. Because you can't have more than 100%.
Okay.
Okay.
Shane messed up the questions.
Oh. Oh, well.
Previous question.
Next one, Trekkie.
Alright. What would you do if Jackass took out the best weapon in the game, the whip? What weapon would you use? Cassie Jones X.
What would you use?
Scimitar, what else?
Whoa, who's got the jet flying around in the background?
Could be me. Give a minute.
No, I don't think that's me, actually. It sounds too big.
No, I got one right above me, too.
Oh, well, so what would we do if they remove the whip?
Scimitar?
Yeah, probably. Or if I needed more power, maybe the long. I always used to use the long before the scimitar came out.
Yeah, Dragon Long I'd go for.
Yes, I like the special on that one.
I think I used a Dragon Battle Axe before it came out.
I used a Dragon Battle Axe when I was a noob.
Yeah.
I used a Rune Two-Hander when I was a noob.
We all used Rune Two-Hander when we were back in RS Classic.
This was in RuneScape 2.
Yeah, but that was before everybody forgot the Scimitar was a better weapon.
Yeah,
I used to use an Adamantite two-handed sword when I was like level 40, and I remember losing it once and getting really pissed off because I had to save up like 5,000 to buy it back.
That's it?
Yeah, from the shop.
Oh.
But at the time I thought that was a lot of money.
So, Trekkie would use Scimitar, I'd use Scimitar or Long, and Brad would use...
Long, D-Long.
Okay. What about the meat pasteurizer?
The what?
The meat pasteurizer.
Okay.
That big wooden thing from Recipe for Disaster?
No, yeah. I would still use the long.
Nah, terrible weapon.
Okay. Is there any... Yeah, never mind. Next one. Brad can read this one.
Okay. Are you opposed to animal testing? Give reason... What are you talking about, Star Trek? What are we reading this question? Are you opposed to animal testing? Give reasons, don't just say silly things. And an ongoing argument with my friend leads me to ask, will you do a cow impression for me? Like moo. That's from Bogorol Bloke. Okay, what are your thoughts on animal testing?
If it's on rats, I don't care. Because nobody likes rats. So,
Shane?
You can.
Well, there's two ways to look at this. There's ways that you could do it in a simulation, but then the simulation might not produce accurate results, so you have to do animal testing. It's just something that has to be done. These people who go climb a tree whenever animal testing starts are the kind that annoy me.
I don't like
those kind.
The what?
Okay.
Kind that climb a tree when animal testing happens?
Hippies, basically. Animal rights activists. Criminals anyway okay
hey.
My thoughts on this: it's not feasible to not test on animals. They have so many drugs out that need testing. How are they going to know if they work or not? They can't always test them on humans.
The humans in the loony bin.
It's not fair. But anyway, what I mean is all you know, people who are against animal testing and think it's wrong, you go through your life never taking another pill again. Because, you know, you might look on the back of the packet of that pill and it might say, you know, this has not been tested on animals, but you can be sure that it is based on a pill, on a chemical formula that has been tested on animals. I would say 99% of the widely used tablets, pills, medicines have been tested on animals. So if you have a problem with that, stop taking medicine. Don't take any medicine. See how long you live.
No, don't stop taking medicine. Just don't take the pill. Just go, you know, some country where there's like do a lot of herbal or like real herbs to heal you and all that kind of stuff.
And all these animal rights activists who keep throwing bricks through people's windows because they work for a company that tests on animals. Seriously, go kill yourself now. You're no use to anybody.
My uncle was a lab technician. He worked on animals. Like, he would do monkeys and dogs and all that stuff.
Normally, people like that get targeted by these idiots, lunatics.
See?
Actually, he kept it pretty quiet. He never even told me until I asked my aunt what he did. Like, you know, my uncle never talked about what his job was until I asked my aunt. So he keeps it really quiet.
Mm. I see. I just discovered I have a 52 gigabyte temp file in one of my drives.
Whoa.
Anyways.
What the hell have you been doing?
Are we going to do the cow impression?
Yes, you go right ahead.
You do it.
Whoa. I can't do a cow impression.
No, just Shane do it.
Boo.
Anyhow.
See, I can't do it. You sound like an angry cow.
That's you, Shane. Sounds like he's taking a dump. Doesn't he, though?
How do you know what that... Okay, it's enough. Thank you, Bogrefloak. Oh, this is a nice one. Let's extend this one to Trekkie as well.
Oh!
How much Star Trek stuff do you own? We'll go around, actually.
Ow.
How much does Brad own?
I own nothing, and I never will.
What about you, Trekkie? How much do you own?
That is classified information, you freaking nerd.
How much
do you own, Shane?
A series or two and a half?
And a half, right. I, for one, do not own any Star Trek movies whatsoever.
A Star Trek magazine collection?
No.
A few little ship models?
No. I'm a very low Trekkie, unlike you, Shane. You know, I bet you if, like, the Star Trek convention went to your city, you'd be, like, first one in line.
No, not really.
I'd be waiting there for 3 months or so.
I don't think so.
I do have a lot of Star Wars memorabilia.
Oh.
Because that was actually a good franchise, you know?
No, it was a duplicate that was trying to be something else. That was trying to be a copy of something else, but more real life related, as how it would be, not such an optimistic outlook.
I have something for you.
Shane.
I have something for you two. You two will be very interested in this.
Shane, in English, please.
Thank you, X. Oh, yeah, X. Yeah, there's a little NX. I got this little NX-01 model sitting on my desk, and when I start moving around to type hard, the ship starts having turbulence.
You know, you have to find a picture of Shane's computer area. I think you posted that once, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta find it and post it to the public.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Next one. What do you suggest I train on to get 91 attack, 91 strength, 91 defense? I'm currently 85, 87, 82. I use God and use full Guthans. I use whip until I need health, and then use spear. So basically, I can train in lots of places with no food. What do you suggest I train on?
Slayer.
Pest control.
Pest control is too boring for me.
But it's fast.
Yes.
If you can get a good pest control group.
Yeah, and I don't like having to scout out worlds.
You don't scout out worlds. The group tells you the world for you.
Okay. Well, that's Brad's way of doing it. But I just like doing the Slayer. The Slayer way.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Yes!
Yeah, but the way things are going, if so many people will have 85 Slayer that, you know, whip drops will barely be profitable.
Yeah, well, if I can get 220 of those in a day, that'll be nice.
Yeah,
what, so you'll have like 400 and 500 million?
Yeah!
Unless you're going to sell your whips for 1 million each. That would
be
crazy.
Yeah, well, by the time I get 85, they'll probably be under 1 million.
Well, people, you know, some people get like 5-6 in a day, but some people say, and they don't get one in 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, well, you just have to sit there and be lucky and hack the system.
Well, that's what you do.
I don't hack the system.
Oh, yes, really.
How?
That's why you managed to overtake me in total experience. You hacked the system.
That's nice.
See, listen, everybody, it's an uneasy laugh. He's guilty. He has a guilty conscience.
He always has a guilty conscience.
I did it. I did it legally.
Shane, you're guilty. You're always guilty, okay? Just live with it.
Just do Slayer. If you get a good Slayer task, like Blood Velts or Cal Fights, that's good.
Yes, if you want it to take you several years, if you'd like to get it in a few months, Pest Control.
Yes.
It depends what you want, really. Over the long term, I would say Slayer is better, but if you want it quickly,
yeah,
then do Pest Control.
You're 3 million behind me. I need to...
In what?
I'm 3 million behind you.
Yes.
I've hardly played. I've been busy with schoolwork.
Neither have I.
Nor have I.
Oh, yeah,
but I still own both of you, so... Ha ha.
But I'm not allowed to be on at the weekends, so... I lose another 2 days.
Yeah, so...
Okay.
Slayer Pest Control.
Alright.
What was your favorite toy when you were little?
Mushroom Queen.
Shane ever had a toy in his life.
I don't think I had a favorite.
You never had a toy.
I bet it was a doll of William Shatner, wasn't it?
No.
It was, come on, admit it.
No. I don't know. I didn't have many. What about you? You too.
As I said, Shane never had a toy in his life. He's not a normal human being in Western society.
So, what about you guys?
I'm gonna feel childish if I say it, so I'm gonna keep quiet.
Huh?
I'm going to feel childish if I say
it.
Oh,
that's the point of it. When you were little. When you were little.
No.
If you feel childish, that means you still play with it.
No, I gave it away.
Oh, that could be construed in so many different ways.
No, I gave the toy away to charity because I don't play with it anymore.
What was it?
No. Brad first.
Okay, don't really remember. I had some very embarrassing toys that, according to my mother and father, I asked for, but I'm pretty sure I wouldn't ask for that. But I'm not saying what they are, because it's totally embarrassing. I used to like cars. I think I had tractors, that was it. I used to like tractors. Must have had a favorite tractor or something. Tractors? You don't know what a tractor is, Shane?
Yes, I do.
You know what a tractor is?
Yeah.
Good.
He's a redneck, man.
I don't know a redneck.
No, I'm talking about Shane, not you.
So you guys both had toys.
I used to have I used to bug my dad when I was little to buy me Power Ranger toys. And we'll have to actually end up having like a small collection of it.
Oh, and that's good.
And like what happened like every Saturday morning, I'd go like watch Power Rangers and stuff. I would like take out all the toys, put them on the coffee table, and have them face the TV. We're all watching at the same time.
And did you do that this morning?
No! God! Alright, Spratt, I'm gonna kill you. I know where you live. Berlin.
Berlin's a big city.
Yeah, well, ain't that big.
Okay,
I
thank
know
you.
Besides, all I gotta do is find somebody and go tell.
Yes! Okay.
I have connections.
RSBNB Idol, would we ever consider doing another episode like
no.
that?
No!
No!
Never.
Sure, why not?
Shane,
no.
You violated me.
That Shane violates everybody.
That was copyrighted material.
And didn't you read the small print when you agreed to become a moderator? Shane's allowed to take advantage of anybody he wants.
Yeah, but I said no, and he still put it on anyway.
Who won that anyways? It was Brad, wasn't it?
Yeah, oh, it was me by... Yeah, it
by
was.
By one vote.
Yes. I swear to God, that wasn't me creating a new count and voting for myself. It wasn't that. No. Wasn't,
I didn't
yeah.
even vote, man.
I won fair and square. Yeah.
The other
no
contestants
fixing.
Were Trekkie and Poison333, who both had interesting entries.
You stole it. You stole my entry. It is so not fair.
Okay.
You took it without my permission.
Okay.
I'm going to kill you.
Another RuneScape-related question now. Do you pay for your own membership, or do your parents pay? This is from Kevin.
What do you do, Shane?
Well, I thought I was paying, but apparently it comes off my parents' credit card, because it's just simpler that way.
Well... My dad pays for it through his credit card, but I give him money for it. I have to give him, like, €7 a month, I think it is.
Yeah, that's right.
€7 a month, I think.
And it's $7, so I guess I kind of pay that. Okay. What about you, Mr. A?
I pay my own. I use my own debit card.
Oh, you can pay with that?
Yeah. What, you ever do that?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's like it says Visa at the bottom anyway, so.
Okay. What keeps you playing RuneScape besides quests from the same guy? Brad?
Well, I've been playing a lot less recently, and I've not really wanted to play as much. Not much keeps me playing. If I'm doing anything on RuneScape now, it will normally be for someone else, or doing something for someone else, or to help them. So yeah, helping other people, or helping friends, that's what keeps me playing.
Ah, I see. Quests, maybe?
Depends if it's a good quest.
Okay.
Which isn't likely.
What did you think of The Darkness of Hallowvale after you finished it last week?
That was too freaking long.
Yes, okay.
Hey, did anybody ever find those shortcuts that he gives you the key to in the end?
No, like, I didn't go back.
Because, like, I was actually trying to find the door so I can get back to Sector 2 and Sector 1 to get out. But I was like, after like 10 minutes, like, I was like, I'm just going to teleport out. I got tired of looking for it. Because I was going to, like, post it on RSBNB or something, but I never found it.
Okay, but what keeps you playing RuneScape, Trek?
Pass the time.
Okay. I don't know, I find if I set a goal, I want to complete the goal. Like, I have lots of goals right now, like getting 85 Slayer.
White Party Hat.
Yes, 110 Combat, Fire Cape, 91 Runecrafting, 80 Construction, 85 farming, 85 herb lore.
I've done enough skilling. I've got enough skills. Now I just want loads of pretty items that make me look nice.
Yes. Oh, that's another thing I'm having trouble with, is what do I wear on RuneScape?
Ghostly robe.
I told you. Pink skirt, iron chain, bronze medium helmet. Oh, and a wooden shield.
Okay, that was from, Kevin. Thank you. We'll talk more about my outfit later. I just noticed that we'd still have tech news and rants to do.
Yes.
Okay, so what do we have for tech news?
iPod.
Yes, Apple. They had a little Apple thing yesterday on the 12th of September. That was little thing to press people that said it's showtime.
So new iPod's coming out, right?
Yes, yeah. The new Nanos and upgraded standard ones.
I thought it was a different shape.
There's an 80 gigabyte model.
Yes.
That's crazy. Who's ever going to fill that?
I don't know. Videos. Lots of videos you could.
Yeah.
My friend is using it as an external hard drive, man.
Yes. Anyways, with these new enhancements on the normal one, 60% brighter screen, 75% longer battery life, 6.5 hours on the 80GB model. Games will be available for 5th generation models. Bejeweled, Cubis, Mahjong, Mini Golf, Zuma, Tetris, Pac-Man, Texas Hold'em. $499 each.
That's expensive.
$249 for the 30GB model. US, of course. $349 for the 80. I'm reading these things off of, you guys all know that, Leo Laporte. He made a nice little summary of them on his blog, so I'm just summarizing what he had there. Link will be in the notes to the full thingy. Then for the Nano, new colors, they look kind of like the minis now, so I don't know, I think they look better before than they do now, because they look more like brushed, like you know how the old minis used to look?
Yeah.
They used to look better. Blue, pink, green, silver, and black. 24-hour battery life. New headphones. $149 US for the 2GB model. A new iPod Shuffle. Would you guys be interested in one of those?
No.
You can't even see what's playing. So
I already got my iPod.
New Shuffle, enough said. iTunes 7 came out. That's that little iTunes program that plays music and downloads RSVNB update for you on the podcast channel in there. So take a look at that. Maybe some new enhancements to that.
You know, interesting story about the aluminum in the iPod Nano is that a lot of people are seeing it as a threat to protective casing because, you know, if it doesn't scratch as often, that people will create the plastic and the coverings for it, they're gonna lose money.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember watching that on a podcast.
Okay.
And another funny story was some girl at a Santa Clara University. She went to the bathroom, but when she was trying to get dressed, she dropped her iPod, regular big one.
In the toilet?
Yeah, drop it in the toilet and pretty much clogged the entire university's plumbing. and they tried so hard to actually flush it out, but they had no idea where it was. It took them a week to find it. And what they did, they were trying to drill a hole into it, but since it was made of aluminum, the screwdriver actually broke. The drill actually broke and it was a mess.
Wow, how do you know this kind of stuff?
I'll give you the link later.
Okay. I'd appreciate that, so.
Yeah. Actually, you can find it on iTunes. So guys, do look for TechNow TV. That's what I look at, and it has some interesting videos.
Okay. Also, one thing, they're having this new ITV thing coming in beginning of 2007, which is basically a Apple Media Center thing for your TV.
There's an English channel called ITV.
Yeah, I know. I know, there used to be a channel here called ITV.
Not here.
Yeah, so take a look at these links, Edit.
Yeah, I will take a look at the links.
Alright.
Okay. Microsoft is changing the meaning of release candidate. Basically, they put out RC1, which still needs lots of work, and they said release candidate is a long-standing term and has meaning behind it. Nabe says it all. It should be code that is ready to be released. And this Vista build 5600 release candidate one is not, in fact, ready to be released. So that's what this one is about. When they released it as release candidate one, it would probably be like a beta 3 in reality. Like beta 3, can you believe that? Turns out that it's not confident in Microsoft making the January release as they were before in Redmond, but the developer put the label on release candidate 1 anyways.
So,
because
Shane,
it's not ready.
So Shane, tell me, if they actually fixed the RAM problem that you had, would you use it?
What RAM problem?
Like you said, it was taking up too much RAM when you do.
Well, yeah, that's just sitting idle. It needs more RAM. For
yeah,
what I
so
do.
So if they fix
there's the no RAM. Way to fix it.
Sure they can.
How?
don't know, downgrade something.
Yeah, then you have Windows XP. So
in other words, Shane, get more RAM.
Yes!
They will all be happy.
But the point to this one is that they're changing the meaning of what the release candidate means. So, I don't know. Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah.
No. No. So, anyway, so take a look at this one. You see, the thing with this is they are always late or something. But Apple said that in June of this year, in June 2005, they said in June 2006, they'd be beginning their Intel transition, and a year later, it's done. So, that's the difference between those two companies.
Okay. Now,
what does Brad think?
Sorry?
Did you disappear?
No, I just sort of floated into my own imaginary world.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
I was thinking about something. Sorry, my mind went.
Okay. Well, pay attention to this next one.
Sir, yes, sir.
You guys all know this next one. YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
You know YouTube. One of my videos is there. YouTube is getting a helping hand from level 3. And for those of you guys who don't know, Brad, Antonite, do you guys know what level 3 is?
It's the level after level 2 and before level 4.
No, it's this big, huge internet data pipe provider thing, so... Anyways, Level 3 will provide YouTube speed video delivery with high-speed access through multiple 10 gigabits per second across nationwide fiber network, connecting YouTube's data centers. That's good for them. YouTube's subsequent popularity has led to substantial bandwidth growth and requirements, estimated by some reports to cost up to $1 million a month for bandwidth.
How do they make money? Is it just from advertising or something?
Yeah, pretty much. But how'd you like $1 million a month bandwidth bill?
That would suck.
Depends how much I got coming in to counter it.
Yeah, that's right. So, it's good for them, so take a look at this one. But YouTube is good like that, so it makes you wonder how companies like Google can afford all that, so...
Well, Google is just Google, man.
Yes.
I mean,
yesterday in economics, we made goggles and roddies.
What?
Yeah.
We did what?
Googies?
Huh?
Made googies?
Righto, chap.
And roddies.
What's okay. That mean in English?
I don't know. Anyways.
And you call me weird? Whoa. Yeah,
it's a teacher.
Brad, we all know that Shane is the weirdest bunch of all of us. Besides creepy.
Creepy. Can I hear someone in the background, or am I hearing things?
I don't know. So are we done with this little piece of tech news?
Sure. Alright, yes. Go to Rance.
Okay, read the first one.
Surely everyone in the PK world has come across the quite frankly cowardly activity called tag teaming. A definition: to mange someone with entangle or ice barrage, then eat. While you are eating, your melee teammate will attack the helpless PKer. Then, as soon as he is free, the melee eats and allows the mage to recast. Tag teaming has ruined the wilderness, actively stopping people from doing clues there and keeping actual PKers from the wilderness. Why I think tag teaming should be a reportable offense is breaking the game's engine. How the hell? Most of the wilderness is a single combat. If I want multiple combat, I would go to a multi-combat area, and at least there I can have the chance of retribution. Support the honest PKer and make tag teaming a reportable offense.
It's part of the game. Stop moaning, you stupid idiots.
Yeah, it's part of the game. Even I say this, but I don't like wilderness stuff, so...
What I do is I just... If I have a clue, I just go at night when it's like almost everybody's sleeping over here.
Yeah.
And, you know, the best thing to do if you're doing a clue is don't open the chest. You know, what the...
Yeah, don't open the thing.
I always open in the wilderness because I want to know what I've got.
What the hell did you send me?
What?
I don't know. Okay, so this one's part of the game.
But I'm just saying, you know, best thing to do is keep it as a chest because it's actually worth more than the clue itself. And another thing is that if it's not a clue in fact and it's the real treasure, you don't have to worry about three iteming because the chest is only one item. You have to worry about opening it up and again, like, you know, 100 chaos runes and, you know, rune armor and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm getting at?
No.
Alright.
We're looking at a picture.
Picture of Shane. He's 44 and teaches maths.
No.
That's
not me.
Can I do that part over?
No.
Oh.
This is recorded as if it's live, so...
Yes, but still you're going to edit out all the stuff you don't want people to hear.
Yeah, so might as well, can I do it over?
No, that's too hard. Basically, what Trekkie was trying to say is you can go into the wilderness at night to do your clues, so it's less of a risk when you're carrying the treasure thing.
And keep the clue as the chest, then open it in non-wilderness area. Because if you just bring the four items, the sextant, the watch, the chart, and the spade, all you have to do is drop like two items that you can get back really easy, and you save the chest. And you don't have to worry about losing the clue or whatever treasures are inside.
Yeah, that's what I do all the time, actually. Except don't take your ladder hosens into the wilderness, because even with protect item, they won't be protected.
I don't even get that stuff, man. I dropped it.
Jeez. Okay, thank you. Not maybe of a reportable offense. Okay. Next rant, this one's for Brad.
Before you even start to read this thread, I'm not ranting about people who have extremely high level in construction. I'm not ranting against Jagex. This is a suggestion post, yet it is still ranting. Everyone wants their own house. Spot wrong. It's the IR, idiot. Now they can make one on RuneScape. There's only one problem. You either need to have one mill or you can't get to level 50 with any good stuff in your house. All the items are extremely expensive and need to have the prices changed or any of the following. Have magic stones dropped. My abyssal demons. Have marble blocks be dropped. My gargoyles. Have gold leaves be made by using 100 gold bars with leaves requires 70 smithing. That would make construction a better skill so many more people could get theirs higher like me. So this is a rant for his own benefit. Please, no spamming, no flaming, no saying Froob Tube Noob. There are still arguments that you can talk about.
Well, Shane is dying.
No. So what do you guys think of this?
He's an idiot.
Well, a good thing they should do is, now have one plank per log. I mean, that's really a waste.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, one log, you pick one plank, and all the rest becomes sawdust. And you can see it now because they updated.
Yo, yeah, sawdust. Can you pick it up?
Yeah, you pick it up, but it doesn't do anything.
Maybe it's good for cat litter.
Yes.
I don't know, maybe it's good for your skin too, huh, Shane? Put in some water and rub it all over your face, huh?
Like that one Star Trek episode where...
Shane.
For the mud bath.
No.
Shane, you know how many people hate it when you go to Trekkie because, you know, a lot of people now hate Star Trek and you're just adding on the, oh my god, this guy...
Now, so do we agree with this rant?
No.
Would be nice, but it's not going to happen.
Yes, that's right. So
would be nice.
You can put sawdust on your skin to have it nice, or just go for a mud bath like they did on that one episode.
Of the program that everybody but Shane hates.
And Trekkie.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about it to people, man.
He tries to hide his shame.
I'm not ashamed of being a Trekkie. I just feel that, you know, so, why should
Brad,
I
did
have
you
to
see
talk
that,
about it?
Did you see that picture of him in the Trekkie uniform?
Yes.
God damn it.
You had to bring that in somehow, didn't you? You had to mention that fact.
But you was going to do it sooner.
Did you see the picture of Shane in the pink skirt?
Yeah.
What skirt?
We saw it, Shane. Okay,
final rant. I will take this one. I know it, I felt it, I confirmed it. Many whom I asked told me that Torag and Guthans are hitting harder and more often now. I can get 23 three times by Torag. This is unheard of. Restore them to their usual stats before this week's special hidden update. It doesn't make sense that a level 115 should hit like that. Oh, and I did mention their defense seems to have gone up. Yep, confirmed by other players too. Little sad face. In the meantime, Darak seems to be appearing in the tunnel as and when he wants. I was in another brother's tunnel and just got the loot from the chest and was making my way out when Darak suddenly appeared. Is that supposed to happen? Anyways, that just now I opened chest, Darak didn't appear. Magically, he appeared after I left the chest room and made my way out after the room starts shaking. Before you guys start calling me level 60 and what, check out my high scores. I did check out this guy, and he's got 99 attack, strength, defense, hits.
Wow.
Yes. To Mr. Gower and team, please announce all feature updates that are like this, such as making Barrow's monsters stronger. Hope you can revert them back to normal, as I feel they are way more powered up than before. Too significant to pass it off.
He must be at least level 120 plus combat. It shouldn't affect him, because he's, you know, he should be able to kill them all easily, shouldn't he?
What about prayer?
Doesn't he use prayer? That's what I was wondering. Why doesn't he just use prayer?
Yes.
I mean,
that's right. So, yeah. I don't know. He could use prayer, but maybe he doesn't like the cost of that. So, we'll see about that. But I don't know. What do you guys say about this, Rand? Do you guys agree that they should be toned down, or are they good how they are?
They are fine how they are. We do not need barrage prices dropping to stupid amounts.
I know. Do you see the prices of, like, Guthans and stuff?
Oh, low price on Guthans is good, yeah. Everything else needs to stay where it is.
Oh,
what's the price of Guthans now?
8 point something, 8.9 or 9-ish or so. Okay.
That's not that bad.
I bought mine for 10.3.
I have to sell my planks and make the money.
Yes, that's good. I'll sell them to me, give them to me and I'll sell them and then I'll give you 75% of the profit.
No. You try to scam me over here. I'm going to report you.
Okay, so what have we been up to on RuneScape?
Shame.
Not much.
Me? No. Slayer? And doing some farming runs? Trying to work out a new outfit. If anybody has any suggestions of what I could wear, please suggest, but...
Pink skirt.
Nothing like bronze or...
There's dwarven clothes. You know, the really tight dwarven clothes. Wear those.
It'll make you look manly, Shane. That you know, you show off all your big muscles and your six pack. Well, in the game, probably you'd be your one pack.
A one pack.
Come on, we all have one pack in the game. We all do nothing but drink beer all day.
But it reduces our attack level by 2. I don't drink beer.
No, I drink Greenman's Ale.
Same thing.
At least Greenman's Ale gives you a bonus in Herb Lore.
Wonder if they have Greenman's Ale in real life. You know, it would give a boost to your herbology skills.
Yeah, so so if you have any ideas about a new outfit I can wear, I don't know, any outfit pretty much I'm open to looking at.
The tight dwarven clothes, the pink ones.
I'll put that on my list. You can send those in on that questions at rsbnb.com and tell me your outfit picks.
Everybody will agree with me when this episode gets put out.
So what, walking around in tight outfit picks is tight outfit?
In tight dwarven clothes, yes. Everyone will want to see that.
Why?
Because, Shane.
Okay.
What? Okay, anything else?
What have you been doing?
Not much, really. I've been cutting a few maples and turning to longbows to elk.
What?
I've been cutting a few maples, and I'm going to turn them into longbows and alchem later.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What's your fletching?
I don't know on top of my head. Let me see.
You should get it up to 80. It's not that hard. What's Brad been doing?
Let me see. I was cutting some oaks, so I'm trying to stock up to get enough planks for 65-70 construction. Apart from that, I've been farming some herbs for people and collecting herbs for people because I was bored. So yeah, that's it.
Okay, that's a good idea. I need to buy some runner seeds. Thanks for reminding me.
Oh, by the way, anybody want to buy some unidentified Hollandar and Taroman herbs?
How many Hollandar have you got?
300 plus.
Holy shit, how much do you want?
I have that much too.
You have that many Hollander?
Yeah? How many Taromans do you have that you're looking to sell?
I need some Hollander, so, you know, anybody who can give me a decent price.
I'll sell. Anybody want to buy Taromans? I have like 1k of them.
Do you have Harland?
I'm not even counting the seeds that I have.
I'm using my Harlanders for energy potions.
Oh, you can make those?
I'll buy some of your Harlander, Trekkie.
Okay.
If you scam me, you're dead.
What?
If you scam me, you're dead.
Scam you with what?
With unidentified guam leaves.
No, I don't do that to people unless you want to. I've already identified the guam leaves, okay? So if you want to, go right ahead.
So are they not identified because your herblore level is too low, or?
No, what are you talking about, man? My herblore is not low. I just went through, I just got them, and I don't feel like identifying them anymore. Because I know what they are.
Okay.
So I might as well just give it away to somebody.
Yes.
So, well, not give it away, but sell it.
Yeah.
You know, some stupid new and it's near village. It's your village. He was saying that he'll buy any unidentified herbs for 1K, like 1K each. He said, right? So I was like, alright, I got some junky herbs that I don't want to sell it to him. I don't care about the price. So he sees that guy, like, a couple hundred of them. He goes like, you stupid noob. Like, those are cheap herbs. And he was asking for any kind of herb, that any kind of unidentified, which is really stupid.
Oh, that's bad. Okay, so I guess we're done summarizing what we've been doing, so...
RSBNB
other
news?
Things. There is no RSBNB news.
We closed the applications for the Informer.
Oh, right. So welcome to 7870074.
I get his name wrong a lot.
Chrisella and Bogreal Bloke on the RSBNB Informer staff. Bogreal Bloke is our economics specialist.
Thank you.
And Chrisella is our ranter.
So, how's the events crew coming along?
The events crew is coming along. They're in the process of planning this month's event. You can look forward to that.
Will it be ready before the month is out?
Yes, it will be.
Hopefully.
Yes. Another mention that we have forums and the website. For those of you guys listening from iTunes who have not been to RSBNB, we have update.rsbnb.com, which is our show website. You can get all the show info there. We have forums.rsbnb.com. which is our forums. It's really good there. You can check both those out. And we also have a listener survey that I put up on the update site. So you can go there, take the survey, and the survey will help us gather info about our demographics and all that other kind of stuff. It is fully anonymous.
Okay.
Are we done?
I think we are.
Right. Okay, so this has been RSBNB Update 64 with
Bradley,
and
Shaney.
Yes, I think some people's names got mentioned more than once, but oh well. So see you guys all next week for when we become senior citizens with episode 65. Shane out.
Okay.
Bradley in. I mean, out.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Then again, I went to France and I drank those mineral water, which was completely shit. Don't go to Paris. It sucks.
Paris does suck.
Oui, oui, ho, ho, ho.